Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are you telling me that Kesselring and Doan have fully replaced that? Because I'm not sure that they did. If anything, those two players are a wash. You missed by 15 points. More, maybe. How did you close the gap? You didn't do anything else. Adding Kesselring is not going to make your defense 20 points better. So it's this. We get to this point every single year with this front office team. Every year, it's you sit here and you say, I like some of the moves they did. I can get behind them. They make sense. But where is my over-the-top move? Where is my move that pushes me to be better?
That's our buddy Chad DeDominicis of the Expected Buffalo podcast on the Sabres moves. More on that in a minute. Darren Waller.
Welcome back to the party, Darren Waller.
Darren Waller.
Where do I draft him in fantasy?
Is there somebody out there that had him stashed in a dynasty league and thought, I don't think this retirement's going to stick? There's a story at Yahoo Sports about Waller so he retired last year.
Yeah.
And he was telling the story of how that happened.
Mm-hmm.
That he addressed his decision in a YouTube video when he retired. He was getting divorced from Kelsey Plum of the WNBA and said he had an off-the-field medical scare during the 2023 season that forced him to reevaluate things. But now he's healthy, and he's just back.
He also told, was it him or someone told the story via him, that he was playing against the Bills on that Sunday night game, where actually at the end, remember, Tyrod goes to him at the goal line. Taron Johnson's in coverage, and it's incomplete. He almost had the winner. He was playing fullback that game, and he's like lead blocking for Barkley, and it's like, here comes Matt Milano down the gap, or whoever it was, and he's like, what am I doing? What, I'm playing fullback right now? Like, I'm done with this. So that might have led to it as well. That breakup was very public. He came out with, do you remember the really cringeworthy music video that he came out with?
I do not remember that.
Oh, man. We'll have to go take a trip down memory lane. It was something. He came out with a music video after that, and it was very strange. Miami. They needed a tight end.
Darren Waller.
He
was awesome.
He had 197 catches in a two-year span in 2019-2020. Almost 1,200 yards each of those 2 years. Like, it's really only those 2 years for his career, but he was, I mean, I could go look. Kelsey probably maybe would top that, but would that be it? Like, that's 2,400 yards for a tight end in a 2-year period is unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's not going to do that in Miami because he'll be at best the third option, and that's if he's even relatively healthy, ready to go. Remember when Gronk came out of retirement and it was like he didn't really look that big. He didn't look like he was in football shape. He was kind of like a specialty piece for Tampa for a year. Like, that might be the most you get out of Darren Waller. I also saw people making the joke of, who was the person who tweeted this? But that basically, Darren Waller, who was just talking about, here we go, Ted Nugent, right? From The Athletic?
Ted Wynn.
Ted Wynn, thank you. He tweeted, Darren Waller, who retired when asked to lead block in an inside run, is a great fit for the Dolphins, who refused to do the boring stuff to win in January, like run inside. Mm. So,
one thing on Waller, if I could make a quick comparison here, and you know we'll get to this by the time we get to training camp, 3 weeks from today, we're going to start watching this one player. Waller in his retirement season where he cashes in, what am I doing? I don't want to play fullback, retire mid-season with a health scare.
Yeah.
52 catches, 552 yards.
Okay.
Which both numbers beat what Kincaid did last year.
Hmm.
Now, Kincaid's in an everybody eats offense. I know that, but I start to wonder about, you know, Coleman is in year two, and I almost want to get to like who has shown better right now, Kincaid or Coleman? You know, those are the two that I think a lot of people are really watching for someone to live up to their draft status or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as the offense is great, we're going to be fine with the Bills at large, but for Kincaid, a breakout would be nice. The year before, of course, Kincaid has 73 catches.
That's the thing. How impressive do you... It depends how impressive you consider his rookie year to be. Because he did have, what was it, the second highest total for receptions by a rookie tight end ever?
Yeah.
Like, so there's the reception number was really high, but... How impactful was it? How effective was it? How much did it contribute to wins? I don't remember any big plays. Were they even critical plays? They were just plays. They were there. They were pretty efficient. But it wasn't like... No, I don't think the league was talking about, wow, look at Kincaid here and what he's doing for the Bills offense. He was piling up the catches and... You know, I don't know. I don't consider that season to look so impressive.
I tend to agree. I think sometimes when it's sold as, you know, the franchise record for tight end catches, which it was also that too, right?
It was that too. Yep.
We've seen the position kind of hybrid into tight end receiver, like, you know, how often he's not on the in line, how often he's just going to get freebie catches. And a lot of teams having guys like this, so... I tend to agree that can sometimes be framed as he showed us he was some sort of unicorn, and I don't think he is that yet shown that yet. He's shown to be a serviceable player. It's just, to me, the numbers of, I mean, Waller's last season, again, where he retired, it's not even that far off of Kincaid's full season if you had given Waller 16 games. I mean, yards per catch, catches per game. Kincaid has 4 touchdowns in the regular season, 4 in 2 years.
Right.
And does Joe Brady feel any sort of, all right, I've got to do a better job of getting him involved. I've got to do a better job of making sure we're using a difference maker. I mean, they drafted him to be a big-time difference maker, a matchup nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, he's gonna be able to exploit so many different things and let us do different things. And that still might be true. The question is, will they rely on him? And I think that last play in the AFC Championship game where he does not come up with that catch, that is a great kind of indicator play about how you feel about him. Because could he have made that catch? Yes. Should he have made that catch? I think the number of people saying yes and no split a little there. And then how much do you hold that as... whatever, proof that it's not working out. I think sometimes the conversation on Kincaid tends to get pretty intense about, like, he's a bust, it wasn't worth it. I mean, I didn't agree with the strategy of going for another tight end there, but I think there's ability for sure. And in year one, we saw the fluidity. We saw the value. He was your Beasley. He was your Beasley. He was the guy that was going to work in the slot and, you know, work zones and just kind of be your drive extender. And Shakir's emergence really overshadowed him as much as anything else did. As much as usage, as much as injuries, as much like Shakir blossoming in that spot, he became the guy to go to in the middle of the field.
Right. Well, really, the thing I always wonder about Kincaid is what, if there is another level, and it's a really high level, like, what is it, what does it look like? Like, Darren Waller, like, when I heard the name, when you said the word unicorn, Waller's got some unicorn in him. He is 6'6", and is fast. Like, real fast. Like, wide receiver fast. I think part of that's because he began his career as a wide receiver. So, like, he ran a 4.45. 40. He's got 4.4 speed. Darren Waller does. Kincaid is shorter than Waller. He's 6'4", which is more, I think, closer to the average for a tight end. And his 40 time is a 4.71. So I don't have elite speed for Kincaid. I don't have the elite level size for Kincaid. And that's just by height. I mean, if you want to go by, you know, physicality and girth. I mean, the Bills just talked about him wanting to put on weight.
Yeah.
So it's not the body type. It's not the speed. What is the thing about him that is unicorn? Fluidity? Route running? Catching the ball? Because that play at the end of the season is one of the things I thought he was going to be elite at. When he showed up to training camp as a rookie, the guy caught everything. Like, every ball that was near him, it's like, oh, he's plucking the ball out of midair. You should see this guy at practice. And then year one did look like that. I mean, he caught 80% of the balls that were thrown his way.
The efficiency was there.
There weren't drops. So, you know, like, I think the nuances of the game and the route running was the thing that he was going to be great at, but also his ability just to catch everything that's near him. And then I had a ball that was near him to keep the season alive, and he couldn't catch it. So, yes, it was a tough catch, but Dalton Kincaid was drafted in the first round without elite speed or elite size. Yes, he has to catch that football.
Yeah. You know, one thing about Kincaid and the difference between Kincaid and Waller here, not that, you know, we're directly comparing them, it just kind of got into a conversation about tight end, is Darren Waller is back.
Right.
Do you know how many catches Darren Waller had in the NFL at Dalton Kincaid's current age?
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, not much, right? Because his story is wild. Like, he had addiction problems,
yes.
Right?
And he started very, very late.
Yeah.
His first full season in the NFL where he's the guy that he is 27.
Yeah, wow.
So he's with the Ravens for 2 years. He had...
At receiver, right?
23 catches.
Yeah.
He's out of the league in 2017. He's back in 2018, 6 catches for the year,
mm-hmm.
and then 117. Like that's a guy that went from 6 catches...
That's crazy.
Sorry, targets. 6 targets to 117 targets to 145 targets.
Yeah.
So Waller was a late bloomer. You know, you mentioned the addiction thing. Like he stopped drinking, I believe was part of his story. And it wasn't until he's 27. So I feel like if you're going to make a point about Kincaid, anybody out there, you might say like he's 25. The tight end age chart tends to skew a little more towards where the age he's getting to now. So anyway, the Waller conversation just had me thinking about Kincaid and how here's Waller who retired off a season where he put up the same kind of numbers that the Bills' top tight end put up.
Right. So, in a year where he maybe in the middle of it was like, I think I'm about done.
Yeah.
Because that Bills game that he referenced or talked about, like that's when he kind of thought, all right, what am I doing here? What that Bills game is in the middle of the season, isn't it?
Yes, that's a Dorsey game. That's one of those, what on earth is this? What is happening? They're just, the Bills are down 6.
I mean, they almost lost it.
They're down 6-0 at halftime.
Let's see. It's that they went 14-9. It's week 6.
Week 6, yeah. I'm pretty sure it was Graham. I feel like my tweet from that game is, the score is Graham Gano 6, Bills 0.
Also, by the way, I'm looking at the game log for Waller that season. This was his last year. And you mentioned like 552 yards, like more stats than Kincaid last year. He missed 5 games. He didn't play from week 9 to week 15. So,
oh yeah, that's what I mean.
Kincaid missed a couple games last year too.
Waller played 12 and Kincaid played 13.
Okay, like
basically the same amount of season, and their numbers were comparable.
I mean, he had, you know, like a 7-for-98 game that season, an 8-for-86 game that year, 6-for-76. Like there are some of these big games that. Like Kincaid, I feel like, is more often gonna give you, I'm gonna give you 40 yards every week.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna have, like, because Waller had some bad ones too. He had a 2-for-20. And maybe Kincaid doesn't do that as often, but he's not giving you those pop 7-for-98 in a touchdown games. Not yet, at least. Injuries have done that too.
Yeah. 803-0550. Jim is up. Hey Jim, good morning. Hello, Jim.
Good morning. Yes, I'm here.
Good morning.
Oh, hey. So this is more like an opinion question concerning, like, prospects. I understand that, of course, we want to get a top 6 forward going here somewhere. But in your opinion, who is our top 3 or 4 prospects in Rochester or anywhere in our system that has any potential and upside of potentially cracking the lineup? Osland, Hellenius, Roseanne. I mean, in your opinion, who do we have that could potentially make the big club next year?
You mean, for this year?
Yeah.
For this year, Jim, I think maybe Hellenius or Osland have it in them to show up at training camp and just wow everybody and like, oh, these guys should maybe be in the lineup. They've built a lineup without any expectation of that. They're full at forward. They need a top 6 guy, but in terms of the numbers, like who's coming out of the lineup for one of your Rochester guys? Who's going off the team? Is Krebs going away? Is Malenstein going away? Josh Doan's not going away. I mean, that's kind of it. Danforth, who they just signed to a one-way deal, $1.8 million, I guess he could just go away. That's not that hard if you wanted to do that, but they've built a lineup as though they don't expect any of those prospects to make the NHL team. It depends how you define prospect, too, because I'm not thinking about the Rochester guys. I'm thinking about Benson and Kulik, who I still would want to label as prospects, by the way. And they're going to be in the NHL, and they've showed well, but, you know, give me a step up from those two. Though that's where my prospect mind is right now. Not about the guys that aren't here yet, but the two that are here, and they're both probably going to be starting the season in the top 6.
Yeah, it does get to the question of what do you consider a prospect? Is Jiří Kulik a prospect, or is he on your team? I think he's on your team. He's a young player, but the idea that he could still be considered a prospect?
He's a prospect in that this is not, he's not yet what you would expect him to be, correct?
Okay, but isn't that true of... almost everyone.
I mean, it's not true of
Isn't that true of Thompson, Norris. Is that true of Zach Benson? Is he still a prospect?
Sure, he's still 19.
Okay. Is Connor Bedard a prospect?
I would say I know what everybody is in their entire forward group except for those two. We know what Greenway is. We know what McLeod is.
Sure, but
we know what Zucker is. Quinn, maybe, I guess, is a little different.
Do it with Connor Bedard. Prospect? Macklin Celebrini. Is he a prospect? Is he what he's going to be? Or is, like,
there are prospect-like traits, I guess, but maybe they're not fully prospects.
I mean, whatever. Anybody can do it however they want to. I think that sometimes that phrase can be a catch-all, and different people have different interpretations of it.
Yep.
Thanks, Jim, for the phone call. 803-0550. Owen Parker. Owen, Alex Lyon, what do you feel? You fine? You were on the Jake Allen train, right?
I was on the Jake Allen train pretty hard. That deal's weird.
It is a weird deal.
It's one of those ones where I don't think he'll see the end of it. But Lyon, he's got good. His underlying numbers are good. His base numbers are good. I like him. It's hard to get upset about that move. I'm not upset about it, but I'm not like, this is awesome. He's going to make a huge difference. I don't know how different he'll be than what UPL will bring or what Levi would bring or what James Reimer brought. I don't know that he moves the needle in much of a significant way. He does bring, I think, a little more of a calm demeanor in the net as compared to like a James Reimer, who was, it seemed like, constantly in a state of panic. But you know, it's another dart to throw at the board of, and now you've essentially what you've got now in the crease for Buffalo is three guys that all could conceivably be functional starters.
When I go to moneypuck.com and start to go through goalies, you know, they've got a million stats you can use. There's goals saved above expected, per 60, save percentage on unblocked shots, save percentage above. Do you have one that you like? What should I use?
For me, everything starts from save percentage, just base save percentage for me. And then from there, I look at goals saved above expected, goals saved above expected per 60, and quality starts is a big one for me.
Quality starts is one that I do like because your save percentage blended across all your starts. You play games. You don't just save 1,000 pucks. It's what did you do?
Exactly.
If you won 9 out of 10 and played great, and in the 10th game you got absolutely lit up, then that's that's batting average.
But and if you're a 1,000 goaltender in 50% of your games, and you're a 500 goaltender in the rest of your games, you're a 500 record goaltender, but your save percentage doesn't look as horrific as it may have. You know, there's a lot of different sort of factors that go into all these different numbers.
Quality starts, for anyone that doesn't know, I think it's your save percentage was above 900. Is that it? Or
in individual games.
Yes. Yeah. Within a game, how did you give your team essentially a chance to win the game? Yeah. And if you're doing that on a nightly basis, you're doing your job in the crease and everything else can work out.
Yeah. They say basically that if you're over 60% on quality starts, you're good. Yeah. Under 50% is bad. And that's where Luukkonen really hurt them last year.
Exactly. He would have great games where he looked like himself and he looked good. But there would then be stretches where it was just all out the window and he lost all his confidence, and you can't win with that. And you need to be able to trust your goaltender. You can't go in thinking he could be really good tonight.
Yeah.
Or he could be a disaster. And nobody gets anything done with that in that.
Right.
2 years ago, Luukkonen had 34 quality starts. This year it was 28. They also have, it's funny, like sometimes analytics is just, hey, let's take a look at the data that anyone would agree is worth using and put a name on it.
Right.
And sometimes the name of the stat is very simple, like really bad starts.
Right.
Pro Hockey Reference uses really bad starts.
That might be my new favorite.
And that's a save percentage below 85%. So you're below 850.
Yeah.
Luukkonen, last year, after the previous years going 1-7-6 in really bad starts. Like, he had 7 really bad starts out of 33 3 years ago. He had 6 really bad starts out of 54 2 years ago. Last year, in 55 games, he had 16 really bad starts.
Yeah, you can't.
Like, if you want to try to find a way for the Sabres to not have a 13-game losing streak, and for these small moves to get better, I mean, it might be a wish, it might be a prayer, but it's just, if UPL just doesn't have a horrifically bad season, 16 really bad starts.
I mean, that is
that is a
That's as many as Lyon has in the last 2 years combined.
He more than doubled his own number from 2 years ago to last year.
If I had put it together 16 really bad starts in that many games in my time as a junior goaltender, I would not be playing junior hockey anymore.
You also have
I'd be done.
Goals save above expected is another one. Maybe you like this, maybe you don't. Like some of these are
mine. That's the one I like.
Yep. Okay, so his drop off from 2 years ago to last year was from a plus 10 to a minus 20. 30 goals.
Yeah.
Like, you want to replace Peterka?
There you go.
Old Lukanen will do that.
Yeah.
If he goes back to Lukanen of 2 years ago, you have replaced the 30 goals that Peterka would score.
Right.
I know it doesn't exactly work like that, but...
But in theory, that's...
I feel like sometimes in the Sabres offseason, we have to bounce back and forth between it's hopeless, but there are things that could make it...
Right. Yeah, Lyon's game, I think, presents well for the Sabres. He's very calm, and he just doesn't flop around as much as I think you saw with Reimer and UPL last year even.
Mm-hmm.
It should calm them down a little bit, especially a younger team. It can be jarring if you look back as a forward and you're covering your point man and your goalie's on his stomach halfway out of the crease.
Yeah.
It's not... You end up overcompensating and then missing defensive assignments trying to help. And that's a bad place to be, too.
But speaking of goal save above expected, in the last 3 years, Lukanen's goal save above expected is 2.9. And
so in 3 years, he saved three goals.
More than
you would expect, yeah.
Lyon playing half the minutes Lukanen has is saved 17.6 above expected. And his best season was 2 years ago, too. Yep. His season 2 years ago doesn't look that different than Lukanen's.
No.
He played 43 games versus 55, but those are both decent numbers. So, like, that's where I know Lukanen's paid a lot more. There's nothing about their numbers.
No.
Maybe their body types and their age is different, but there's nothing about their numbers in their careers that says Lukanen's a better goaltender.
Right, and Lukanen should be getting $5 million and Lyon getting $1.8 million.
Yeah. There's no one goalie on that team right now that I think needs to be the starter.
It's just another, hey, I just really need one of, maybe you do need two because the idea of either of them playing 60 games maybe is a lot, and you'd rather Lukanen because you have the investment, but Lukanen and Levi felt really dangerous because I have two guys that are huge question marks. Lyon is somewhat of a question mark. But now, I don't know, I just feel like I have three kicks at the can now.
Really
more so two, but Levi's now the outside looking in.
What you've done is provided yourself one more option or one more chance for somebody to hit in a world where goalies, you don't know if they're going to hit.
Yep.
And so, good. You've raised your chances by whatever percentage Lyon represents. I think it's more than I kind of was expecting. I didn't really think they were going to do anything. So good for them.
Mm-hmm.
803-0550 on the Sabres and their offseason. Get some more rumors out there. The team's after Byram. We should get into whether or not the Sabres really have to trade Byram. I have a text about that. Like, explain why they have to do this. So we can do that. Happy Wednesday. It's beautiful outside. And it's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun.
and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.